Risks to sustainable performance. The process of risk identification, analysis, and management is discussed elsewhere, but there are several issues relative to sustainability that we need to highlight here. Applying the TPL to identifying risks. The first issue involves identifying and analyzing the source of risks from the perspective of sustainability. An analysis of risks to an organization's sustainability must include the full range of internal and external sources, as shown in Exhibit 1-123. These influence the triple bottom line perspectives and the potential for future effects. Exhibit 1-123, sources of risks to sustainability. For example, products can be seen as affecting not only the organization's economic performance in terms of profit, but also its social and environmental performance. A drug manufacturer must consider the potential that a product will be misused, intentionally or accidentally, and harm customers through overdoses or addiction. It must also consider the impact of releasing the product and its byproducts into the environment. For example, certain drugs or metabolites have had negative effects on fisheries. Another example would be hiring a supplier who brings economic benefits to a community in a developing economy. Jobs increase, but social changes that accompany the new jobs might weaken the community, such as loss of small independent businesses. Real and perceived risks. The second risk assessment issue involves what Making Sustainability Work calls the difference between real and perceived risks. A real risk to sustainability is one that occurs either to the corporation or because of corporate operations and impacts the business. For example, there is a real risk if an employee authorizes release of waste into a public stream. If discovered, the business will be fined, it may have to repair damages, and it may suffer a loss of its stock value. A perceived risk includes all issues that stakeholders consider a company responsible for, whether or not evidence bears out the perception. Making Sustainability Work offers the example of Shell Oil, who sank a decommissioned oil platform. Although the action did not damage the environment, it led to claims that it did, and there were costly drops in sales and share price. The way an action may be perceived constitutes a risk. Life cycle costing. The third issue involves the need to apply the life cycle concept to calculating the true cost of a sustainability issue. Using life cycle costing will affect a benefit-cost analysis of possible risk management approaches. The life cycle costs of manufacturing a computer include raw materials and components, manufacturing, distribution, and disposal. If improper disposal can create environmental costs, those need to be included in the calculation. In this case, a full consideration of life cycle costs can make it economically attractive to initiate a program for returning computers at the end of their use to the manufacturer or a certified recycling center, where the computer's components can be recycled or disposed of in a way that does not contribute to environmental pollution or health risks to workers.